Let us complete this session by attempting a couple of practice questions. On the screen in front of you, you will see six forms of non-cash remuneration. Click on the ones you think will be charged to Class 1A National Insurance contributions on the employer. The provision of a company car and private fuel will give rise to a Class 1A charge. This is clearly a taxable benefit in kind, the cash equivalent of which will appear on the employee's form P11D. The interest-free loan of £4,000 will not give rise to a Class 1A charge, because the benefit is exempt. Remember that only loans in excess of £5,000 will give rise to a taxable benefit. The award by the employer of 500 shares in Techno PLC will not be charged to Class 1A National Insurance. You will see here that the employee has been given shares in the company in which he works. You were told in the question that this company, Techno PLC, is listed on the UK Stock Exchange. As such, Norman has been awarded an asset, i.e. quoted shares, that fall under the definition of a readily convertible asset. If an employee is given a readily convertible asset, this will be subject to Class 1 National Insurance, so Class 1A will not apply. Similarly, the award of the High Street Store voucher will not give rise to a Class 1A charge because Class 1 will apply instead. Remember that Class 1 takes priority over Class 1A and store vouchers are earnings for NIC purposes and are subject to NIC under Class 1. Employer contributions to approved pension schemes are exempt benefits and, as such, are not accompanied by any NIC charge. However, if the company pay for Norman's membership of a local gym, this will give rise to a taxable benefit. And as the cash equivalent will be inserted on the form P11D, there will also be a Class 1A NIC charge. We are asked to calculate the Class 1B NIC charge on the employer. Remember that Class 1B NIC is charged on benefits and income tax payments within a PSA. Here the benefits within the PSA are the holiday costs of £3,000. We then need to add on any tax paid by the employer on the employee's behalf. Remember that where an employer pays tax on an employee's behalf, he will do so on a grossed-up basis. As Brian earns £20,000 per year, he is a basic rate taxpayer, so we would charge tax at the grossed-up rate of 20 over 80. The tax payable by the employer will therefore be £750. So Class 1B NIC will be charged on benefits plus the tax, which here comes out to be £3,750. The Class 1B liability is 12.8% of this figure, being £480. That concludes this lecture on Class 1A and Class 1B National Insurance.